Hi, this is Will Bowen. I'm pleased to announce that in addition to providing you with my InVision radio show, my weekly radio show that includes interviews as well as music, I'm going to be uploading the audio from my weekend talks at my spiritual center. InVision is the name of the spiritual center. The web address is enjoyspirituality.org. That's E-N-J-O-Y spirituality.org if you'd like to tune in and watch the videos. But here are the audios. I'm going to be uploading the audios. And this week, I was speaking about the song, When You Wish Upon a Star. This is a song, of course, originally from the Disney movie Pinocchio, but it's been recorded and re-recorded, and it has a powerful metaphysical message. I hope you find this to be a blessing for you. I realized that Marty hums this particular, not this song, but a particular song all the time. All the time. And she wasn't even aware she was doing it. And it's an old, really pretty song. It's just kind of funny that it's almost like an anthem that runs in her head all the time. And she said, you know, if I think about it, I probably have always had that one song running through my head. And I thought, that's cool, because music is energetic and lyrics have meaning. And if we run something over and over and again in our head, it's like an affirmation. Ideally, it should be. And so I thought, well, I want an anthem. You know, always approach spirituality from the ego, I think. And so I thought, if I could pick any song, what would it be? And I thought, When You Wish Upon a Star. I remember Pinocchio. I remember Jiminy Cricket singing that song. I remember when Linda Ronstadt redid that song with the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Gene Simmons from Kiss actually recorded it. It has been recorded dozens of times. And so what I started doing was I would download the song from iTunes every day, a different version. So I have this wonderful playlist of one song to listen to over and over again. And so as tends to happen, Alex will say, what are we doing for the next month? And I'm like, man, I like to kind of make it up as I go along, but that doesn't quite work for the band and charting and all of this. And so Alex said, what are you going to do for the next month? And I wrote out these things. And one of the things I thought was, let's do something based on the song, When You Wish Upon a Star. And then I started really looking at the song. And I was like, wow, this is cool. There's a reason for this song. And one of the things I want to share with you about this song is it has what's for me a Richard Stans moment. Now, a Richard Stans moment, we all have them when it comes to music. It's called a Richard Stans moment because it goes back to children saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for Richard Stans. You do that when you're listening to songs. You fill in with what you think it is, and then that song becomes the way you think of that song. You know, and you know what I've discovered? Technology is guilty of this too. Because my daughter Leah turns me on to different songs and I download them. Some of them are funny, some of them are inspirational, that kind of thing. And some of them are fun and funny. And she introduced me to this band called LMFAO. And they've got a few songs. And one of them I think is funny and also it's enjoyable to listen to is called I'm Sexy and I Know It. Okay? I'm just being honest. Well, I took my iPhone one day and I pressed the button and Siri had a Richard Stans moment because I said, play song, I'm Sexy and I Know It. And Siri said, I'm sorry, but I cannot find the song, I'm Sexy and Annoying. That's a whole nother talk. And I'll tell you about my Richard Stans moment, but let me tell you about this song, When You Wish Upon a Star. How many stars? One star, right? A star. How many stars do we tend to wish upon if we wish at all? Hundreds. That's why the ego loves New Year's. Because the ego gets us to put down 20 things we're going to change within the next 365 days that we've carried for 60 or whatever years of our life. And the ego goes, ha, 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 I got you now. because we're going to be confused and we're going to be disjointed and we're going to be fragmented in our approach. We need to wish upon one star, and that is a difficult thing for us to do. Now, we can ultimately have everything that we desire, but it's best to focus upon one thing and to hold that. And the thing is, when we're looking at the night sky, and have you been to a place where you're outside the city, like in the desert? Or have you been to, somebody was telling me Tahiti is beautiful. I think we should all go a little field research and go to Tahiti and see if this is true. But remember the Tom Hanks movie Castaway, when he's looking at the sky and there's no errant light to prevent you seeing the stars, and you literally can see billions of stars. And we live at a day and time when there's so many distractions. There's so many distractions. It used to be I'm in survival mode, and when I get a free moment, that free moment is with my family, it's with my children, you know, it's doing something. But now it's like we go to a movie, and the biggest challenge is there's 24 movies showing at the same time. Which one are we going to watch? Or if we don't watch the movie, we can go see a play. Or heck, we can sit in our car and watch anything on our phones. There is so much fragmentation out there, so many choices. We have to become still. And the stillness is found in the space all around the stars. We need to find the vastness and the stillness and the emptiness, and then we choose a star. And what do we do with that star? We wish upon it. Well, what does a wish mean? You look up the word wish, it says it's a desired hope. That's what a wish is. It is a desired hope. You look up hope, and hope is a wish coupled with a confident expectation of fulfillment. It's not an idle maybe, hopefully. It's a saying, it's mine, this. I have to disagree with my new thought, brothers and sisters, because I do not like the affirmation, this or something better. Because people will say, God, I want this or something better. And then when they don't get this, and they actually don't even get usually something better, they rationalize why this is better when they didn't get it. The universe is here for us to look at a star and say, This. I want to manifest like my dog. I want to manifest like Jake. You know why? You know what he does? We bought this house, and this house has so much storage, thank you, God. But luckily, we have so many empty drawers. It's amazing. I'll go looking for a utensil when I'm cooking, and I'll open the door, and I'll go, oh, no, drawer, and I'll go, oh, wait a minute, this is the spatula drawer. You know why? Because there's one spatula. In that drawer, and I'll close it, and I'm like, oh, this is the ladle drawer. You know, we have so many drawers. We're really blessed with drawers, and there's only one drawer where Jake's treats are. Jake doesn't look at any other drawers. He doesn't even bark trying to go, hey, dude, this drawer. Jake just sits in front of that drawer and stares at it. And you can walk by him 15 times. And he doesn't look at you, he's looking at that drawer. And eventually you go, Jake, do you want a treat? And then his tail starts on the floor. What's your star? What are you focused on? I got to tell you, that's a difficult decision to make. When Marty and I chant in the morning, we chant to remove all obstacles, to eradicate challenges, and then I have one dominant thing in my life, she has one dominant thing in her life, and we use the mala and we affirm it for one another 108 times. It's difficult to come up with one thing and to stay with it. That's why most people don't succeed at anything, because they're always dabbling in everything. And there's nothing wrong with that. The challenge is that if we get quiet, we realize it's a distraction. We should wish upon a star. We should put our hope upon one star. And the hope is the confident expectation of fulfillment. And when we wish upon it, by the way, the notes are here. I'm not like checking sports scores or anything like that. It makes no difference who you are. Doesn't matter if you're white or black, gay or straight, young or old. If you had a terrible, abusive childhood, or if you lived a magical childhood, it does not matter The universe does not play favorites. We tend to think the universe plays favorites with everybody except us. We look around and we say, oh, they got it good. They got it easy. The universe is playing favorites with them. The universe never plays favorites. Makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. The Course in Miracles says there is no order of difficulty in miracles. There is no order of difficulty in miracles. You can manifest a parking spot. You absolutely can. The other night when Dan Murphy was here for the book launch, I took Dan to dinner at Genghis Khan because I wanted him to meet Gobar, who's also in the book. So we go to Genghis Khan, and you know there's like 19 restaurants down at that corner of 39th and Bell within a 20-square-foot spot. It seems like. So parking is just like and it's right next to the hospital. So I go, and we're going in and out of the parking lot, and I'm not really paying attention because Dan and I are catching up. We're talking. And finally I said, man, I'm hungry. He said, yeah, we got to find a parking space. And I said, no, I'm not going to find a parking space. I'm going to manifest one. Third stall from the, third one in front of the place. Let's go around and know that. We run around, and that's the spot we got. Now, here's the thing, and I had a discussion with somebody about this the other day. They said, I have a challenge with all these people who are into The Secret. Because they come up with and they manifest and they think, this is what, I'm making the choice. And this is what I'm putting out and this is what I want to attract to me. Well, what about God's divine plan? And I don't see the two as mutually exclusive. I see them as all part of the same. The choice and the desire is part of God's plan. So it's sacred. I didn't create that parking space. I made an intention to find a good parking space, and the universe uploaded to me that there it was. There's nothing magic about that spot. God didn't come along with a tow truck because he knew I was coming. I was informed. Your desire is your information. When you look at the star, the challenge is we look at the wrong stars. We look at the stars that bum us out. We look at the stars that upset us. We look at the stars that remind us of the hurt. We look at the stars of the past. They say that some of the stars we see burned out billions of years ago, but because of the vastness of space, it's just gotten here, but we're still looking at it. We need to stop looking at the stars of the past and look at the stars of the future, like the wise men did. Makes no difference who we are. Anything our heart desires will come to us. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. You can put up your vision board all you want, and you can look at it as a thing that is separate from you. You can look at something and say, wow, that's really cool. Someday I'll. Or you can look at it and you can have the feeling of being in the experience. That's putting your heart into your dream. The word enthusiasm comes from the Greek entheos, which means the God within. The God within is that heart of yours that has that passion. When your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do. Now, here's my Richard Stans moment. Fate is kind. She brings to those who love. I thought it was faith is kind. All these years, I've been singing it as faith is kind. And so as I was preparing this talk, I was going to talk about Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the thing, evidence of things hoped for, the substance. And then I thought, no, this doesn't even work. So you guys go look it up on your own. I'm talking about fate. Fate. People think destiny and fate are the same thing. They're not. Destiny is a destination. You might arrive there or you might not. Your destiny is to be a great yoga teacher or a great whatever. That's your destiny. But your fate, this is where we get words like fatal. Your fate is to die. That's one fate. But when you wish upon a star, fate is kind. Your fate, your absolutely unavoidable place that you're going is there. It is kind. It welcomes you. It brings to those who love. Edwin Gaines says that anything you choose to manifest must be surrounded by and infused with love. What does that mean? It means you can't want something to the exclusion of another person. You can't set a goal and say, I will have this so that person won't. Or, and this is another big one, people set these ideals and everything else, and then they bend the rules. They act in ways that are unethical to other people. They treat people as they would not like to be treated themselves, and then they can't understand. I've been wishing on this star, God. I've been wishing, wishing, wishing on this star. Why hasn't it happened? And the universe is like, you know what? You were on your way, and then you went, whoosh, stepped off the path. It brings to those who love the secret film, their fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Or not. It's totally up to you. It's totally up to us. That's the power we have. Choose your star. Have hope, a confident expectation. Stay within the boundaries of love. And just know that fate is kind. It's kind. Take somebody's hand. Let's close in prayer. Divine love, thank you so much for this system, for indeed that's what it is. It is a system of aligning ourselves with you, knowing that creation is ongoing and ever expanding, and we can and do align ourselves with it. Thank you, and so it is. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.